Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
This is Christy Goldberg. I'm from Forest Lake, Minnesota. I'm going to be reading a nonfiction children's picture book entitled Esther the Eaglet, A True Story of Rescue and Rehabilitation. Esther is a three-month-old eaglet. She nests with her parents near the top of a tall pine tree. Her favorite food is fish. Her favorite season is spring. Her favorite weather is wind. In fact, wind is one of Esther's favorite things of all, especially when it blows through her new flight feathers. Her mother and father warn her to be careful, but Esther just wants to fly. One gray day, while Esther's parents are out hunting, a strong wind begins to blow. The wind pushes the branches of Esther's pine tree and moves her nest back and forth, back and forth. The rocking nest makes Esther curious. She lifts her wings and the wind tickles her feathers. It feels good. Esther stretches her wings higher and higher. Suddenly she's lifted up. She tries to pull her wings down, but the wind holds them open. She tumbles sideways. She's lifted up again like a kite. Then the wind softens and Esther drops down, 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 crash. Esther lands on the forest floor in a heap. She stands and tries to raise her wings again, but she lets out a shrill whistle. In her left wing, there is a new sensation, pain. She looks around and notices people in the distance. They are watching her. She whistles in fear. A car arrives, and a woman gets out. She's trained and knows what to do. She sneaks slowly toward Esther. In a sudden and surprising motion, the woman scoops up Esther and puts her in a small, dark place. Now Esther can only hear the growl of the car engine and the beat of her heart. When Esther is taken out of the dark box, she's in a different place called a raptor center. It's like a hospital for eagles and other raptors. The room is full of strange equipment. Esther is achy, angry, and afraid. People move carefully and quietly around her. One of them gently places her on a tall table. With her sharp eyes, Esther watches the people closely. They test her body and her wing to find the pain. Esther tries to stop them, but she is too tired. They poke her and hold out her wing to take special pictures. Finally, they finish. They tell Esther she will get better. Her wing is not broken. It is badly bruised from her fall. The people say she needs to rest. That night, they leave Esther alone in a box. There is fish to eat, but Esther is not hungry. Her box has a window, and she looks out into the darkness. Other birds are there too, and their sounds echo around her. Esther misses her mother and father. She wishes, more than anything, to be home with them again. As days pass, Esther begins to stretch and move more easily. She opens and shuts her wide wings. She eats and jumps around. Esther forgets about the pain. She wants to fly again. The people take her to a large field. They place a band around her ankles. Esther flaps her wings and lifts off the ground. She feels wind below her. She is flying. Mother and father would be so proud. The ankle bands tug at her feet. They keep Esther from flying away. She must land again. She whistles in anger. The next day, Esther stays in the dark box. The box is loaded into a loud car, and the car drives away. Where are the people taking Esther? Her heart races. When Esther comes out of the box, she recognizes her parents' territory. She is almost home. Many new people have gathered. They are quiet, and their eyes are kind. Esther winks her eye at the smallest one, and he claps his hand and calls out, "I hope she flies! I hope she flies!" Esther opens her wings and the people gasp. Esther knows just what to do. Flapping her strong wings, she flies up to perch on a tree branch and calls to her mother and father. The people wave and cheer for her. Esther hears her father's familiar whistle. She sees her mother circling in the blue sky above. Esther opens her strong wings and flies to her nest. Closing her eyes, she feels the wind in her feathers. She's just in time to eat fresh fish that her parents have caught for her. Esther is home, and she is healthy. She has been rescued and rehabilitated. She is happy to be returned to the wild, and she still loves the wind.
To listen to this episode again or subscribe to the podcast, and for more information about this author and her work, go to kumd.org and click on Arts. Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood. The assistant producer is Haley Westfall. Music by Sharon Isbin. Funding for this program is provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Women authors of Minnesota who would like to read their work on Women's Words are welcome to submit their writing via email to kumd@kumd.org.